time again for our 5-minute visit. Yes, it's Moments of Melody. Some time ago, I received a birthday card with this little poem on it. When we start to count flowers, we cease to count weeds. When we start to count blessings, we cease to count needs. When we start to count laughter, we cease to count tears. When we count happy memories, we cease to count years. Brothers, I want you to know what happens to a Christian when he dies, so that you will not be full of sorrow when it happens, like those who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and then came back to life again, we can also believe that when Jesus returns, God will bring back with him all the Christians who died. I can tell you this, direct from the Lord, that we who are still living when the Lord returns will not rise to meet him ahead of those who are in the graves. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a mighty shout, and with the soul-stirring cry of the archangel, and the great trumpet call of God, and the Christians who are dead will be the first to rise to meet the Lord. Then we who are still alive and remain on the earth will catch up to them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and remain with him forever. So comfort each other with these words. We've just read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. We never know when we'll go over that sunset mountain, but we can be ready. Here are some verses from the Bible. Forgiveness from Ephesians. For in Christ our release is secured and our sins are forgiven through the shedding of his blood. Salvation. Only in Christ, for there is no other name under heaven granted to men by which we may receive salvation. Life forever. God has given us eternal life, and this life is found in his Son, Jesus Christ. That's 1 John 5:12. And then peace. Now that we have been justified through faith, we are at peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. That's Romans 5:1. Yes, you can be ready to go over that sunset mountain.